Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Hey, production, can you open up that window?
No, we put the air on. We just put the air on.
Yeah, put the air on.
No, we just put the air on.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Radio BAM 628 Facts, and you're with Tam Novak, Novapple, production, Chad Eigensburg. First thing I want to talk about is, well, I want to talk about a lot of things, but... Okay, Chad, listen to me loud and clear.
You should sit here. Go ahead, loud and clear.
All right. Tammy's getting fired. Fired.
Happens.
Not because she does a great job at what she does, because her boss is jealous of me.
Well, if that's able to be proven, then she could probably have
proven.
A little case against him.
It definitely is.
Oh, not only that, and we won't say his name, so it doesn't matter, but he shows up all hopped up on booger sugar one night. And whips his dick out and says, "Go on, suck it."
She
goes, "Hey, do you remember this? Do you remember when you did that?" He goes, "That has nothing to do with anything." "Oh, yes, it does. You're going to fire me because of BAM?"
Well, it sounds like a hostile work environment already.
Yeah, but what's
going to
do?
Sounds like a major lawsuit.
Yeah, something like a lawsuit.
I've been there 7 years. Who are you kidding?
That sounds like a major lawsuit. I mean, if you're asking me. I mean, we call Bill Butler. He'd handle it.
Everything sounds like a lawsuit to him.
Dude, think about that. You can't just go on, suck it, and then expect somebody to be, "Hey, by the way, you're fired." "Oh, yeah? Well, what about you saying go on, suck it?"
He hated my old boyfriend because he had nothing. Now I hate you because you have more.
Yeah, she hated her ex-boyfriend because he was a pizza delivery boy and she paid for his car payment.
Tammy, how long have you worked there for?
7 years.
So he can't just give you 2 months' notice and fire you. Doesn't he have to give you more than that? Like,
he
6 months?
To pay her for the next 2 to 3 months.
So that's saying something. No boss does that.
It's fishy is what it's saying.
It's fishy.
Definitely.
You need to call a consultant and a lawyer. That's what I would do.
Well, he's mad because he's getting a divorce and she's taking 70% of everything he owns.
That's ridiculous.
That's no way.
Isn't that crazy?
But they also have 3 kids together.
5.
So he might get left with...
5?
5 kids together.
He might get left with a car.
A car? He's leasing the car that he has.
Huh. So
that's why he gets so mad when
I drive the R8 to work every day.
His brother goes, "Bam has an R8 and a Lamborghini Murcielago. Oh, also a Gallardo and an S55 and a Hummer and a Range Rover and a 1929 Mercedes." Like, he gets so pissed off.
I drive the R8 to work every day. I started parking it across the street so he wouldn't see it.
Okay, so we all understand we don't really care for this man, but what's he going to walk away from with this divorce? What will he get, honestly?
Not much.
A dog?
His car and his clothes.
But he leases the car.
He leases it.
He can't afford it.
And his wife got the house, the best friend, and all the money in the world to live the rest of her life.
Is the wife hot?
Gorgeous. Gorgeous,
dude,
gorgeous.
And then he has this Hawaiian girlfriend of his that he took her to Limoncello the first night, and as soon as they showed up, she was hitting on some dude.
No way.
Yeah, and he's like... "So what were you talking to him about?" "Oh, nothing. He just had a business proposition for me." "What was the business proposition?" "He wanted to have a threesome with me and his wife."
Hey, at least she was honest.
That was like the first thing.
Yeah, but like she took his phone number down. He goes, "Oh, did you take his number down?" "Yes, I did."
Well,
I would have sent that bitch back to Hawaii in 2 fucking seconds.
I would have said, "Babe, go to the airport. The ticket's already in your name. Just go check in." And you know, and I wouldn't have made any arrangements. I would have left that bitch sitting in fucking Philadelphia airport with no plane ticket, no money, and no way to get home. And then just laughed all night long and party.
Chad, what do you think of all
this? What would you have done, Chad? Would you have bought the bitch ticket back to Miami, or would you just let her sit and fucking...
I honestly wasn't listening. I'm trying to fix a microphone.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
You guys broke every fucking microphone in this room.
We haven't been in here in a while.
Well, a while ago, I guess.
Probably someone banging in here. Probably when I slapped someone up the side of the head with a lamp. Maybe
or
that's
a microphone.
Maybe when I punched someone in the face.
I'm going to knock you upside your head.
I think it was after. I haven't been thinking much. I've been in the studio working.
What are you working on?
Everything.
Well, Jackass 3 is happening. They're doing the credits song.
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I played it to them.
Yeah, but you never told me anything about it.
Yeah, because when Tremaine's super busy, like, directing somebody, like, the last thing you want to say, hey, Tremaine, can you take a minute and listen to
he's
this?
He's on a one-track.
But I don't know if I don't know if they ever got to hear it.
He barely says hi to you when he's directing.
Do you know if they ever heard it?
Well, I gave it all to them.
Right.
I think they'll play it.
Well, there's a lot of new CKY stuff
like
that we're working on. And we're working it out for fucking ourselves anyway. I mean, it's just trying to make good stuff. But that song was specifically written, lyrically at least, for that movie. So, either way, it's fucking cool.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens with that, man.
Do you think this Jackass is going to be the best one out of all three?
They always are.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to be the best one?
Dude, I'm not kidding. When I left, I beat up Aaron McGehee, beat him up, then I broke Steve-O's nose because I simply couldn't take the nervousness and paranoia anymore.
The sobriety thing.
Not only that, just that, no, fuck that. It's about, you can't do anything. You can't go into a porta potty because if you try to piss, then a blue bomb will blow up in your face. You can't go eat at the catering because if you want macaroni and cheese, it'll blow up in your face. You can't get a massage from the masseuse that's hired to be there to help us.
I saw that one.
Because you'll get pissed on, stun gun, or punched in the face. You can't chill and talk to your buddy because Steve-O will be behind you with a magnifying glass and burn your neck.
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
And it's just that, and I'm rocking people left and right. Like, you're not safe anywhere you go. And it's so nerve-wracking that, like... Plus, the more you do it to other people, the more you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So, like...
Who's totally... has Dunn completely stayed out of it?
He's good at staying out of it.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, dude, this is what happened. Aaron had this big boxing glove with a big 6-foot-long stick on it with a big, massive boxing glove. And he's trying to punch me with it, which hurts. But he's hiding behind a car, and I catch him. Then I'm talking to Dunn.
Are you giving away anything right now?
No. Then I look over more, and then he sneaks up 20 feet. Then I look over. Then he sneaks up 40 feet. Then he sneaks up 60 feet. I'm like, Aaron, I know what you're doing, you moron. So then I get up and walk away and hide a little bit. Now he's hiding behind a fucking chain-linked fence. A chain-linked fence, which is see-through. I'm like... This moron is such an idiot that he's going to have to get beat up. So I get a boxing glove, I sneak up behind him, and I start pounding his head in. And then it turns into an official fight.
You got into a couple fights.
Yes, then he starts grabbing my hair with both of his fists, and he starts pulling it like
for
a
real fight?
Girl. Yeah, like a real fight.
You guys...
And I'm just swinging because my head is down and I can't see. So I'm just punching his head in from the back. And it hurt him real bad, and he got real mad about
it. Was anybody trying to break it up, or were they just letting you two go at it?
Kosick ran in and tried to break it up, yeah.
Then you fought Steve-O, right?
Then Steve-O was... Well, I can't give that away, but I snuck up behind him and gave him the Rocky, and I broke his nose. Like, officially broke his nose.
They're
like, it's fucked up.
Did you tell him we did that Rocky song?
Mm-hmm.
I have it.
Why
not? Yeah, man.
You want to play it?
Oh, I can't do that. We could, I mean.
We probably could.
Not today. But it'd be I'm trying to save shit for a surprise if it's in that movie.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, that's me. I mean, you know. You could call Jesse. He'll love it. Jess has been on tour with other bands while I'm in the studio working on CKY as usual.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
As usual.
Yeah, what do you expect him to do?
I expect him to...
Wait around?
Come play drums.
Let me wait around for CKY to get ready.
Come play drums. Matty J's playing on a fucking CKY track on
drums. Yeah, because he's a new hope.
On drums.
But let me wait around for CKY to get ready.
I see you more in New Hope than my own drummer.
Boy's three kids.
and I have a fucking recording studio.
But he's also out making money playing.
He is a
bands.
Daddy though with three kids.
And he's making money doing
and
other shit.
His beautiful wife.
Hey man, things are things.
Things
can't be things for too long.
Yeah, that retort was kind of down the drain.
They've been things. Hey, things are things. I believe it.
If you believe it, I believe it, Sig.
You surely do believe it.
I don't want no problem.
Put the thing in the thing and shut the thing.
For your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy, this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
But Chad, seriously, I was such a nervous wreck for the past 4 days that when I came home, I slept for 2 days straight.
Chad, I slept for 20 hours straight in 2 days.
You're fucking lucky, dude. I've been up for fucking since you left.
He was
Plus,
up for
I slept
three
on
hours.
The airplane, too.
He was up for 3 hours in the last 2 days.
Didn't you sleep at the airport and missed your flight?
Well, when I get home, well, not home, when I get done filming, I'd bump into Colin Farrell, who's working on a new movie, and he would, he'd be there done with his gym work, and then we'd rage it up.
My so, mom wants to fuck
I don't
him
like
so
it
bad.
It.
Everybody wants to fuck him.
I don't.
Probably
something I don't like
No,
about
I don't.
Him.
Apple, do you want to fuck Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
You fuck.
Oh, shit.
You are too good of a whore.
I don't really like
but
you.
I love you. Lying.
I take him up as a wingman.
See, the thing is, like, Tammy can't be like, oh, I love Jared Leto. Oh, I love Tommy Lee. Like, they're all on my phone. I could call them.
But they're all the bad boys I grew up with, though.
Yeah, but it's so different with me. You can't just, like, say that because it's basically you saying I want to fuck Chad.
Yeah, but
like,
I have his phone number. You.
He's my buddy. Tommy Lee's my buddy. Nikki Six is my buddy. Jared Leto's my buddy.
But growing up, those were the boys.
Dude, Apple takes me to a bar the other night where
she decides to introduce me
to two guys in the band that she fucked prior, and the waiter was the guy that was also in the band. So I'm like, the guy bringing his drinks in the band, you fucked the other two guys. I'm sure he's spitting loogies in my drinks as he's bringing them. What were you? Did you not thinking when you do that or?
Like,
how did you not fuck him?
I mean, I didn't think
you fucked him.
Yeah.
It was before you though, so who cares?
Yeah, but the guy's bringing my drinks. He's probably
he's lugging them.
Yeah, he definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you, motherfucker.
I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking.
Yeah, he got really mad about that.
He got mad.
Well, that was the same night.
He is coming in your drink.
Apple's a hot tamale.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, the base is a fucking go kill yourself, loved her.
Are you jealous?
No.
You're in love. You're a little bit jealous.
You are in love, aren't you?
You are in love, dude. Come on.
I took him to Riverstone Cafe today, and he goes, Bam, shut up. I'm in love.
You're such a liar.
No, I'm not lying. That's what you said.
I was joking.
Am I a witness? Are you joking?
Now
I got to wonder if it's a joke.
Apple, too late. No, Apple.
That was such a joke.
Too late.
No,
that's what you said.
He was like, what should I say to her? I go, tell her that you love her more, and she'll never know. And he goes, okay. He goes, tell me it again. I'm like, she'll love that. Didn't we say that?
Yeah, and then he goes, fathom. How do you spell fathom? I go, just say more than you'll ever know.
That's better. Anyway. So
now,
bad.
Bam, how do you spell fathom?
I was in the doghouse for a couple days and I had to get out. So
God damn right you were.
Go buy these stupid flowers today.
That are on Facebook. I love it.
Be nice.
Bam, I'm in love. Leave me alone.
I was joking. Leave me alone.
So you're not joking. Why would you say it?
You're cheesy right now.
It was funny.
You're cheesy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's very funny.
You're so cheesy.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Chad, we got a cool song.
Opium Trail. Yep. Thin Lizzy.
Apple, he's in love, girl.
Don't give her that big A.
Oh, you are.
Then she go fuck Ringworm Boy.
Chad brought Opium Trail, didn't you?
What?
I have that.
What's Opium Trail? It sounds like a drug.
It is a drug, you stupid idiot.
Let's do it.
We're not doing it, we're listening to it.
It's a joke. It was a joke.
Who are you saying it's a joke to? Apple?
To everybody. Yeah. All the listeners.
What do you have to explain?
The listeners. It was a joke.
Journey, behold.
Radio Bam thing faction.
I have fuck yeah Radio Bam 620 faction. Chad Eigensburg, Novak, and Novapple. Now, first thing I want to talk about is most embarrassing moments ever. Think about it. Right. What is your most embarrassing moment ever?
Mine?
My most embarrassing moment ever.
I know how to get you up.
You do?
Right away. Well, you go first. We'll go around.
I'd have to say that... Dude, that's...
It's apples.
No, that's me.
It's not apples. No, it wasn't.
Mine is... let me think.
It's not apples.
I think it was. I think it was when... I was skating at 15 at Tampa. And I was skating on the vert ramp. And Brian Schaefer said, somebody get that little fat kid off the vert ramp.
Oh, fuck that.
Aww.
And you know how much weight I lost after that?
You're so tiny.
He called me up 2 years later and said, I saw how much weight you lost. I'm really sorry for what I said.
You're the tiniest little.
You helped me.
Well, cheers to him then.
I hate fat people.
Now you.
Stop it.
Now what's your most embarrassing moment? We're going in circles here. Your most embarrassing,
tell the truth.
I don't
know. Ripping a fart in class, tell me.
Yeah, like, seriously, the most embarrassing.
Yes, you do.
Come on, everyone.
Everybody has one.
Mine's super bad. I don't even want to say it, but I'll
say yours.
Mine wasn't.
I have two. Well, say it.
At the fucking hot tub. Yeah, I'm screaming at the fucking hot tub atop my lungs when you're in a hot tub with like three fucking chicks and I'm fucking screaming and crying and you're being an asshole. That's my most. That seriously is. Like,
why?
What?
Because you were. Oh my God, no. He was so blacked out drunk and no idea what he was saying.
I'm blacked out. I remember.
You were blacked out.
Whatever.
For a little bit.
What happened?
I don't really have this crazy embarrassing moment. I really don't. I have a lame story. You tell
everybody
me.
Everybody does.
Honestly, I've been trying to think of mine because somebody asked
I'll
it.
Think.
No, Meg, what's yours?
I have two. First
you
one.
You don't get embarrassed about anything.
The first one was when I tried to sleep with my mother.
It should be Nettie's story.
Yeah, but nobody was there. Her.
Well, my mother. Disgusting. And here's the second one, and this is way more disgusting. I was probably 9 years old, and my nephew was about 8, and we didn't understand anything about sexuality. So we gave each other blowjobs to see what it felt like.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Oh,
we're all about being serious here.
You gave your brother a blowjob?
My nephew.
That's
how old were you? Disgusting.
I was 8 years old.
Shut the fuck up!
He was 9.
I don't know if that's an embarrassing moment.
No, that's just like disgusting.
Right now, it's my most embarrassing moment.
I don't lie.
I should have an Eddie embarrassing moment.
Well, tell me.
Probably the day that I found out that he was fucking me over for a fucking
what
year
happened?
And a half. Let me think. Wait, Apple, you tell me.
Apple, what's your most embarrassing?
You know my most embarrassing one.
He's my most embarrassing.
When I met my roommate and I fell asleep, blacked out in the bathroom floor of Barnaby's, and they found me at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But now she's your new best friend and your roommate, so that's a
true.
That's a great story, though.
True. I was dancing by myself, apparently.
They found her.
Me at 3 a.m. after Barnaby's closed. I was passed out in the bathroom in the stall.
Apple, are you serious?
On the floor.
The bar was closed, and the door. She locked herself in the girls' bathroom, and if no one would have came and checked, she would have.
Dude, you would have been there till next day.
Exactly.
Now she's your roommate and your best friend.
And everyone at Barnaby's knew. I went the next day, and they're all like, oh, you have to behave yourself. I was like, oh, my God.
Production.
Oh, dude.
Embarrassing.
I was in Wildwood, and we were trying to scheme up on these girls' liquor, right? So I was like, I'll get with one of them, right?
Fuck one of them?
You no, we were going to steal their liquor. And
you didn't want to get your dick wet. You just wanted to get loaded.
Yeah, so I brought this fat girl out to the car, and I'm getting like a blowjob. Well, they didn't steal the liquor. They got everybody in the hotel room to come up to the window, bang on it. They're like, yo, look, he's getting a blowjob by a fat girl. I was appalled. It sucks.
How about the one time in Florida when I was single just going crazy and I hooked up with the mom and daughter at the same time?
That's street cred.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But that could be a bit. Well,
no,
that's cool. All right, yeah, it's nice.
I'll give you a high five.
But the trash cans, that's the best fucking story I've ever heard.
Tell the trash can story. Please.
This is
Apple, don't even listen.
Tell the trash can.
Apple, don't listen right now. It's a great story.
All right.
So, who was it?
I don't even remember her name. Honestly, I don't.
She worked at the restaurant that you worked at.
Yeah, she worked at the restaurant that I worked at. It was probably about 9 years ago. I was homeless, and I always get jobs waiting tables because I'd be cashing in the night, so I'd go score my shit in the morning. So I told her that my house was being renovated. So I'm like, well, can I just stay at your house? She's like, sure. So we started, I would have to give to Gab, and I'd make them all laugh and shit. So I ended up hooking up with one. So we start walking back to our house. We had to walk through a shady part of the neighborhood where it's like 99-cent grocery store. Anything's 99 cents or less. So there's this dumpster in the back, and I'm like, well, where I start making out. So I'm like, well, fuck, let's go behind the dumpster and let's fuck. So I bend her over, and then all these dudes come up, and they're like, yeah, that's right, yo, fuck her on the ass, that's it. So they start getting closer, and I'm like, fuck, we need cover. So we get in. I'm like, well, they just emptied the dumpster last night. Let's get in the dumpster. So I take her in the dumpster, flies flying everywhere, and I fucked her in a dumpster of the dirtiest, ghettoest.
Didn't you bend her over in a crate or something too, you said?
In the dumpster, I fucked her.
Who the fuck is this girl that let you bend her over in a dumpster?
I don't remember.
On a crate.
Embarrassing for her than
with
you.
And that's what I'm saying. It's more embarrassing for the girl than him.
Yeah. I've done girls against dumpsters.
Yeah, so have I.
Against?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever? What if public came? Would you put them in the dumpster?
Block of hiding spot.
Thank you, Chad.
I wouldn't get in it.
But what if like 50?
Well, never dudes, I got in it.
What if 50 dudes came up that were kind of?
Oh,
threatening?
The whole fucking high school was watching me fuck my girlfriend behind fucking a dumpster next to the pizza.
But were they threatening and like might come fucking beat you or rape her?
Excuse me.
Did you bend her over doggy style? I guess because she was leaning against.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wide hook. I mean, if you laid her on a fucking dirty ass fucking next to a dumpster on the ground, that'd be pretty gnarly.
No, against the dumpster.
Oh, you bent her over, so she was like this on the dumpster.
She was touching the dumpster.
She was like this, and you were from behind.
Kind of like that.
Where'd you come at? Where'd you come?
In her.
Did you use a condom? No.
Probably in her.
Back then, I must have been coming in her.
Yeah, or condom you used.
Or at least ended up in the dumpster.
In her. You can't.
Yeah, I think it was on her. I think it was on her face at the end.
On her face.
It might have been around the other side of the dumpster.
Did she work at the Pizza Hut?
Or maybe we finished somewhere else because the whole school was.
Sounds
watching.
Like Pizza Hut moved.
It was in the 80s.
Did you ever talk to her?
There was
ever
no
again?
Pizza Hut then.
A couple days, for another week, and then.
Were you swatting flies away, or was she?
We were going flying.
Who was swatting the flies away?
I was just, dude, I was like a fucking, I was like a jackrabbit, man. So
did
I didn't
live in a dumpster?
I got this porno the other day because I bought this dildo.
And best
I got
dildo ever.
Three fucking pornos.
Did it come with a video instruction?
It was a came with, cup.
He just gave me three pornos as he gave them to me.
Travis?
No. Some dude.
Brandon.
Yeah, some guy.
Not me.
Lives around here. No, not you.
Not you, Brandon. Different guy.
It was this girl fucking, dude, it was so minging, dude. She was like,
I'm gonna throw up.
She's outside fucking, and there's all these flies buzzing around and up and down, and she's swatting them away.
Ew.
And she's fucking. It was so disgusting.
Apple, what were we watching HBO, and I'm like, that is Bam's fetish, and I guarantee you it'll be in his room one day. What did we say?
No, it was disgusting.
What was on the ground? The coffin. Remember the coffin? And I said that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there was a coffin.
He has a dirty fetish.
Dude, there will be a coffin in his room within the next 4 years. Mark my words.
That's because you went into his room and you turned on the DVD player.
It was on TV the other day. It was on TV the other day.
I don't care about that shit.
But you threw it in my bag.
Yeah, to give it to you. If I wanted it real bad, I would have kept it, dumbass.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Yeah, okay. Wait, by the way, the sex toy is a suction cup dildo.
Oh, she's in love.
I've
heard about it.
I'm in love. Love, 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 love. It's 8 inches.
Well, go use it, you hot dog shutting floozy.
You're already half naked.
I know, because that was hot. I'm like, it's fucking hot in this house.
Apple, you got to catch up. You're the only one fully clothed that's a woman in this room.
Apple's like half undressed. Her tits are hanging out. Her ass is hanging out. What more do you want?
Probably dressed, though.
I had full jeans on. I have like boy shorts on and a bra. It's like a bikini.
Well, you're fucking my game up, babe. I'm trying to get her naked, and you're taking up for her.
We're not going to fuck your game up later because I'm going to kiss her and get your game going on.
All right, sexual mother, take control later.
I'm a sexual mom, remember?
Trust
me. Kiss her right now, then.
Yeah, let's hear on air kiss.
Give me a kiss.
On air kiss.
Give me an on air kiss.
And go for it. Don't act like you're shy.
We're kissing. Oh, she didn't give me a tongue.
That was weak.
Oh, you gotta give her tongue. Give her tongue.
That was really weak.
She didn't give the sexual mom tongue.
Christ. I could kiss his guitar better than that.
Do it then.
Do it.
Kiss the guitar.
You kiss someone better than that. You kiss Chad like that.
Yeah, right. Chad would kill me.
No, Chad would punch him in his face if he did it.
Jameen, you kiss over Chad?
Let's see if you can have a better French off. Us two or them two?
Bam, don't you dare.
Come on, I've come close.
You know how many times
before?
A French Novak?
You always kiss boys.
Let's have a French.
Not boys, Novak.
No, yeah. It's definitely not boys. Because
everybody goes, oh, Bam's you fucking French. All these frat boys. So I'm like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to barrel out of the bathroom and make out with him. And
fucking
tumble around.
My thing is this. Kiss right now.
Somebody calls you a faggot, you better fucking prove it.
Goddamn right.
Yeah. Dude, I'm gay if the price is right. There's a price tag to everything.
No back is game, baby. Do it.
Why do you want me to do it to me?
Don't do it. I don't want to watch. Why don't you two girls do a real
if
one?
If you two do a serious one,
do a serious one. Why don't you all get serious in a minute?
You better give me a big tongue kiss.
Yeah. Stop fucking holding come back and being shy.
Put on back.
There we go.
Come on. She's being shy.
You're not going to do it live on air.
Go attack her.
Live on air, go.
She's shaking her
go
head. She's
live
shy
on air, go.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Apple, you're not even on TV.
You're ruining my street cred here,
you were banging his ass on fucking Housewives, but you won't fucking kiss me?
You fucked me in the back of a car with eight people watching and you won't kiss
and
her?
And I was driving. And I was driving. Babe, a kiss is a kiss. It's a
just
girl kiss.
Just kiss her.
It's not like you're kissing a guy.
All right, take two, action.
Come on.
Go ahead, she's ready.
Apple, give me a kiss.
Go ahead.
Yes. Give me a tongue kiss.
And let's make it real, tongue.
Yeah, get sexy with it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Oh, they're going
all right,
for
there
it.
You go.
Now they're going
for yeah, that's not
tough. Yeah, I was all about Apple.
Yeah, she
I know. Apple's pulling away.
She's pulling away.
I was putting my tongue down Apple's
throat. What's your problem? I'm starting to have my doubts about you, Apple.
No, you're
before,
not.
Before
you're
she was all into it, now she's barely kissing you. She's,
didn't you
she's
just move into
tight
her house and
she's
you decorated
up
it?
She's, I did
bam
decorate
you guys are
I put
the
I decorated
pictures
with
up
knife
with my bare hand. With my bare hand.
With a knife. I did it with a knife.
He put six up. He put six, not four. Six.
No, how did I put it? No, four. Yeah, six.
It was six.
Wait, so Apple, how'd your mom feel about the Real Housewives?
She showed her mother that. You believe that, Bam? She showed her mother the Real Housewives.
Did you edit that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
I want to see it.
Oh, it's awesome.
I'll show it to you.
If anyone hasn't seen it, go to what?
Oh, you're in it.
Tell them what to go to, Bam, to watch it.
Oh, yeah, chat
it. What do they go to watch it? YouTube.
You go to BamMorJerry.com.
And look up Real Housewives of I'm an Asshole.
Yeah. Apple showed her mother, of all people. Okay, they're
but,
Amish.
And you know what? It's they're one Amish big fucking joke, and it's so hilarious how people think that it's real.
People are like, is that real?
And you know
is
what? That's
real?
A compliment to me. Because that means that they don't know if it's real because it's, they must have done a good job.
They think you are dead serious,
Tam Tam,
Bam.
You did a good job.
Bam, they think you are dead serious.
I love it.
They think they
fair enough.
They don't know what to think
people
about you.
People are like,
let's
oh
play
my God,
Scared to Death.
Life that
track
way
two of him.
You got it.
Scream works.
Can we make out while the song plays?
Ready, Bam. Sure. Serious to need affection.
Who are you making out with, Bam or Apple?
Oh, just shush.
All right, here we go.
Sensibility, let me know you. I'll kiss that smile off your face. Just say when. Just say when. I'm not afraid to say I love you any more than I used to be. I'm scared.
It's Radio
Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Radio Bam Series 20 Faction, Tammy Tam. Your daughter Jasmine's on a moon mission control pad, launching pad mission. Because she woke up here, wasted, going to school, and she's 16. What happened?
She went to school.
You said if it's 11 o'clock sharp, and if it's 1 minute past, you're dead meat. And we came back at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's in the fucking hot tub with her goddamn boyfriend. Who's 18? Who's 18?
They're done. They're fucking done.
Says who? You or her?
I don't believe this.
I told her the whole week she can't fucking see him.
I told you he was a herb.
A herb?
A fucking dork.
The worst
I like her boyfriend.
No, I
like
Colin. I do too.
Colin's cool.
No, but the worst was she found like 7 months ago before we got our
like
apartment.
An idiot, she had this purse that's laying out there and her dildo is hanging out that I bought her and she's totally sees it and she goes, "Oh mom, what's that?" And she goes, "Oh, that's for a bachelorette party."
Bachelorette party.
And then why is it in your purse? And then 2 months later, where's that bachelorette party present right in your purse? Why is it doing it right in your bedroom, laying on the bed
no,
sheet?
No, this is happening.
Two months later.
So Bam goes away, right? So I'm like getting crazy. I'm like, okay, Jasmine's away. She's at her friend's house, never expecting her to be home in the morning. I wake up in the morning, so I'm like dirty texting him, supplementing him with a dodo, never expecting her to be home in the morning. She comes home and she's standing over my bed. "Mom, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "What? What's wrong?" She goes, "I thought that was for a bachelorette party." I go, "No, it is. She goes, "Why is it out of the bag that was in the closet?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm like, I haven't done a bachelorette party to go to." I was like,
bringing the same one.
I'm like, "I have another bachelorette party to go to." And she's like, "Mom." She's like, "Seriously?" Her boyfriend goes, "Miss Tammy," because her boyfriend calls him Miss Tammy. Her boyfriend's like, "Miss Tammy, I saw that at Bam's house 2 days ago outside of your duffel bag, too." And then they saw my suction cup one.
Nerd.
So now I'm like, screwed.
So what'd you say the suction cup one was? Another bachelor party?
I tossed it across the fucking room, didn't say where. I told her, shut up.
Oh, it's still here.
It is still here.
Do you think, in your mind of minds, that she knows what's going on with these things?
Big time.
Big time.
I do.
No, I do, but I
you're
I
in loser
to.
Mom denial.
I'm not, yeah. I'm in mom denial, look up but the, not loser mom
if
denial.
If you open up the dictionary.
I said it.
Just mom denial.
No, loser mom denial.
No. Who's going to want to think that they're fucking... Now, when your fucking nieces are 16, are you going to want to think
it doesn't matter. That's what it is. Wake up to the real world.
No, nobody wants. No mother wants to think their daughter is having sex with some guy.
Well, she is.
But I don't want to think it.
Well, I know you don't want to think it, but that's the real world.
Your brother said that his kids are going to be nuns until they're 30.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't want to think about
his... He's out of his goddamn mind.
He does not want to think about his kids having sex. Who wants to think about... But Jasmine's like so like me. She's like a freak.
Yeah, but Jasmine has to think about you having sex. What daughter wants to think about their mom having
sex? I told her we didn't have sex for like...
Jasmine's definitely fucking.
Yeah. And I wasn't going to bring that up, but Bam did it. And
I know it for a fact.
She admitted to me and Bam that she fucks.
I know she means you guys, but she didn't admit to... I don't want to think about it.
Well, it sucks that she can't admit it to you, but she can admit it to me.
Well, because you're not her mother. That's why, Bam.
Well, wake up.
Well, I'm not gonna like
have a sweet cup of coffee and wake the fuck up.
I told her I would get her birth control when she starts having sex.
Well, whatever.
We'll start. Get her birth control tomorrow.
But Colin intensifies the situation. Colin's like, "Oh, you know, Miss Tammy, we just hug," and then he gets a big
hug
grin.
I've seen that. Oh.
Wait, Novak, he gets this big fucking grin. I'm like, Colin, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, I'm like, seriously, I'm like, I want to talk to your dad.
Because these dildos in your purse.
If you were a stranger, Tammy,
he knows that you know what it's all about.
The reason why a dildo was in my purse is because.
Can't wait to hear this.
Okay, well, this is so crazy. I don't know what happened to me.
It's gonna be nuts.
You don't know what happened?
It's gonna be crazy.
If you don't know what happened, then how could you say?
Yeah, this is crazy. I definitely went on this like binge for a weekend. With the, can we talk about this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
This is uncensored radio.
We had this like seriously like crazy sex weekend where it was like he was like tired walking away smoking a cigarette. Like I was grabbing like the dildo myself and fucking myself. So I actually went to work with it and he was texting me dirty. So I went into the bathroom with my dildo. I had sex.
This is why you're getting fired.
With myself. Until that, like, it's so I don't know what the fuck's going on, like, lately, but I'm like, no, but my dildo, I don't know. Where'd you get it? You got it at the store on 30?
Yes.
It's a suction cup dildo. You can suction it against the wall.
Take
on the
notes,
seat,
my
on,
babe.
You can take you your can suction cup on the wall, the table, the seat, the, your bedpost. Wait, one night I woke up and this fucking thing is like hit my nose. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And Bam has it on the fucking bedboard and it's hit my fucking nose because he's ready to get have sex.
He put it above your forehead.
Yeah, it's hit my fucking nose and he's just sitting there looking at me laughing like it's funny.
That is hilarious.
No, but it's like smacking my nose. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I would have laughed.
But it's the best, like, new, like, dildo thing in town. A suction cup. You can put it anywhere. The refrigerator.
They've been out for a long time.
I've never seen it. I'm 38. I've never seen it. Oh. I love it. It's my new best friend. I call him the little guy, but he's 8 inches thick. What should we call him?
Thick?
He's thick.
8 inches thick?
He's 8 inches thick. Like, thick. Like,
what are
like,
you, 10 inches wide?
Like, he's, like thick.
8 inches thick is
no,
like
it's thick though. It's like hard.
It's like
it's
a
like,
bowling pin.
It's like it's terrible.
It's this wide.
Is it that wide?
Right, well, 2 inches wide.
Like 2 inches. Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that normal? Is that normal?
Yeah, 2 inches is like Chad. Fine. Eight
what
inches.
Are you?
8 inches.
Chad, what
is
are
like
you?
Fucking.
I know which one you're talking about. How's that?
You do?
He knows what dildo you're speaking.
Well, what are you, I big do. Guy?
I didn't say I was no 8 inches wide. I mean,
well,
thick
the
enough.
Well, it's 2 inches thick enough.
Yeah, I guess.
Just like the normal.
I guess like inch and a half, 2 inches. Yeah, inch and a half.
You get it done gonna, now?
Oh, I work it.
You said you had like a train going on last
no,
couple
I
days.
No, I just have a train going on. I always got to throw P-Duck's me out there.
Pussy train.
Yeah. The production's been like eating it up lately.
Not eating it up, I'll tell you that. He's beating it up.
Oh,
yeah, production won't go down on him.
What?
You won't go down the girl?
Unless it's wifey. No, I'm not.
Shut up. Never in your life?
No,
well, you
I've
going
done
nowhere.
It. What are you talking about going nowhere? I've been going everywhere.
They got, where? They got street
they
names
after call
you.
Back,
they're called
though.
One
no,
Way.
They call me back.
Wait a minute.
Best believe
do you want the girl to suck
your
dick?
Your buddy's telling you.
Do wait. I want them to suck my dick? No, not even really. I'm down to fuck.
What?
I want to fuck.
You just want to fuck, not suck.
I want
a
blowjob after I'm done having sex. Shut it's all like tender and it tickles and I like it.
And you want me to throw out?
After I, what?
Dude, you got fucking.
What kind of foreplay? I mean, she's getting finger banged, I guess. I mean, when I'm fucking her, I'll finger her asshole, I guess. I mean, I'm just saying. Personally, me putting my mouth down on this chick where I don't know how many dicks have been in her
you
pussy.
Are right.
I'm
you
just
are right
like.
Now.
More dicks have been in her mouth, guaranteed.
Well, that's cool. She brushes her teeth out. She don't brush her pussy out. She brushes her teeth.
Yeah,
like, I'm
sure?
Mouthwash and stuff.
Girls love that, though.
I know they do. And when they get it, then they should feel yeah, fucking special.
Well, what's the real reason?
Do you ever bang a girl like more than just once? Do you have like a
yeah.
month or two thing? Now, yeah. Do you go down on that?
What's the real reason?
Wifey. What?
You must have tried it and you couldn't. What you couldn't? You really hated it, right?
You didn't make her happy, did you?
No, they're extremely happy. It's just I don't like eating pussy.
Well, you're probably disgusted by it.
It's something about it. I mean, I just know that blood comes out of there. You got yeast infections,
yeah,
bacterial infections.
Buff.
Motherfuckers
are
coming inside
are you
of her.
I North
know.
Philly crack whores?
Dude,
well, coming from North Philly.
Coming from Novak. Who am
wait,
I fucking? You fucked a girl in a dumpster.
Have you ever had a good pussy?
I've had great pussy. I fucked Miss
no,
May.
From
I'm
a
just
distance.
Saying.
That you have tasted. No.
From a distance.
That I've tasted, yeah.
You fucked Miss May from
a distance? How many pussies have you tasted? How old are you?
I'm 27.
How many pussies have you tasted?
I've probably tasted maybe 10.
Oh, White Tiger Woods over here has got yeah. you like triple.
That's fine, man. Great.
He's a.
I've screwed probably like
wait, so
10
really?
Times that amount. It's just I don't like eating pussy. I don't know. What does it do for me? What is it pleasuring
makes
me
the
by?
Girl be like, oh, yeah, right, fuck yeah.
She's
exactly.
going to let me fuck anyway.
I'll tell you what that's
for. If I put my hand in her, she's ready to fuck.
Bullshit. If you're if you're hooking up with a girl,
crazy.
The
dude,
girl's not sure she wants
crazy.
To fuck you, you eat her out good enough, she owes you to
yeah,
be able to fuck
no,
her.
No, no,
I can
yeah.
finger
no.
her,
so,
bang her,
wait,
and then
so you just finger fuck a girl and then fuck her, she's ready to go?
She is ready to go, yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Dude, my hands are magical. Like, don't get it twisted. They get twisted all up inside of her, but my hands are magical.
Are you big?
I wouldn't say I was huge, but I'm big enough, I guess.
Did you ever rap against T-Well?
Did I ever rap against her? I don't
no,
know
don't
why.
Say anything mean, though.
In the mood for a freestyle?
I'm kind of in the mood.
Listen,
I really kind of
mean,
am.
Please, because right. I
won't.
Daughter.
I won't.
Okay,
I won't.
Daughter, please.
I'm your daughter.
Let's do it. leave her daughter out. Her name is Jasmine. Let's go. She's 16.
Don't think bad.
We'll leave her out.
And here we go.
Yo, since the motherfucking sixth grade, I knew you was bitch made. Try anything to fix me. I'm sorry, I'm this way.
That's it?
No. Not any bitch can turn my head, fuck me, and twist me, but I'm a freak in the sheets. Ask someone named Miss May. And that's true as shit. I'm a fucking lunatic. Turn your wife's moon and hips into a lunar eclipse. Sweep the dust off that pussy with the broom as my dick. My name's P-Duck. I like the fuck. You want your womb to get split? Yo, dude, this is freestyle off the top. And bitches are around my dick, they can't get off my cock. Jerry Smithy is my bitch, lives on my boss's block. I rock clothes because I like them, not because they cost a lot. And yo, you'll catch a skateboard to the face if you mess with Bam. I'll pick up your children in my molester van. I love to fuck girls that are on X and Zans. I don't give a shit, white, black, or even Mexican. And I might have sold crack or to Novak with Prozac. Whatever. This ain't no old rack back to a throwback.
Yeah, you know, I like the molester van. That was the best.
I really did just buy two a white molester van. I'm not kidding. I got the big white molester van.
I love it. Props to you. Have some wine.
I like this wine. It's pretty good.
Isn't it good? Yeah. Wait, Miss fucking
drink
Apple.
The wine.
Miss Apple bought fucking dirty ass fucking gallons of fucking wine. White trash gallons of wine. Miss Apple is looking so hot with her fucking. Wait, Miss Apple has her titties hanging out, her waist, her stomach's hanging out, and her fucking. She has a black ass, and she's like so white.
It is a black girl ass.
She has a black girl ass so bad, that ain't right, and her fucking titties are hanging out.
Take a look, bitch.
I did.
Yo, I've grabbed that ass so many times, I can't even stand myself.
Name when?
Novak's writing. He's like in concentration.
I'm backing.
Name when? I have grabbed your fucking bitch's ass a many times. She's got the nicest fucking ass. She's a black girl's ass.
I know. I love it.
She's fucking high as hell.
Novak, she does have great ass.
She does.
Dude, last time I checked, there's a certain way that I fuck her that is the hottest way.
Tell us.
All right, she sits. She basically.
I want to see it.
I'm laying like this.
Okay.
What do you do? I'm laying down, and she sits on top like this, but she bends over, so I'm seeing the fat ass.
Is she backwards?
Yeah. No, so she's looking at you. Yeah,
are you seeing pure ass?
Yeah, I'm seeing pure ass. I'm spreading it. It's just so fucking beautiful.
Are you grabbing that ass?
And then I'm smacking her ass. I'm doing all that. Fucking spreading it apart, looking at her pussy, looking at her asshole, and then as she comes. I watch her come drip down on my cock.
Stop it right
it
now.
Is the hottest.
Get out of town.
I'm going to lie about that.
What is your favorite way?
That's my favorite way. That's my favorite way.
I know.
And she loves to give head.
Now, how does she come? Miss Apple, what's the best way that you come?
A lot. Multiple times.
She needs more alcohol. She's being all shy.
Some girls can't even come like at all. Like some.
Dude, I was eating her out one night, and I know she came for a fact because I'm eating her out, and I'm seriously fucking licking her asshole, her pussy, everything you can imagine, back and forth, and her legs start shivering so much she's pulling away from me, and as she's pulling away, I'm pulling her back into me. She could not stop coming.
She's
that
lying.
Night.
Well, then you got your wish.
High five, babe.
Now get the fuck out of here.
Now get out of here.
Now you're mad at me?
Babe. I got my wish, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, there's her most embarrassing moment right there on the radio.
Jesus.
Chad, you never shared yours.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah,
you were thinking, Chad.
Everyone's told their story except you, Chad.
About what? What were we talking about?
Most embarrassing stories.
I've been thinking about what would be my most embarrassing.
What was it?
Honestly, I can't fucking remember. I can think of one, but it was elementary school.
What was it then?
That's what matters.
Elementary school.
Because that's when weird shit happens.
It doesn't even sound that embarrassing, but.
Say it.
I was singing this Motley Crue song, Walking Back with a Full Tray of Food. From the cafeteria. And I was like, you know, I was always like cooler than everybody, and I was really cool that day. And I'm just saying,
in elementary school,
it was an old, like, fuck, what the Molly Crusoe? It was off the first record. Mom, fuck.
Is it Don't Need Nothing?
No, but... that's Poison.
Poison. Well,
sorry.
It was in the 80s, and I was singing the Molly Crusoe song, and I was coming to my friends, and I fucking. Had my song and my fucking jean jacket and my patches and shit. I dropped all my food all over the place, and the whole cafeteria looked and pointed and laughed at me, you know? And that was,
But you were still the coolest guy, though.
I felt like that was hard to pull off. I've practiced pulling off embarrassing moments and turning them into cool. Quite often, every CKY show is pretty much that. Is like trying to redeem myself from the last most embarrassing thing that just happened.
When you're spitting out Jack Daniels and all the girls.
Yes.
And they love it and they fucking suck it up as you're spitting it out.
Or that dude that sucked
they
it up.
They sucked that Jack Daniels up. As you spit the Jack Daniels
like
out.
Like it was a dick.
Those
the two girls.
I was at my first real CKY show. Those fucking girls were standing there like with their tongues out. As you grabbed the Jack Daniels bottle, they were standing there with their tongues out. And their hair was all done. They didn't give a fuck. Yeah. When you were getting that Jack Daniels bottle, you were spitting it out. Their tongues were like laying out waiting for that fucking Jack Daniels
bottle. Yeah, they'll take it.
They're like little sluts with you.
And you'll give it.
They're like little whores with you. They love you.
That's right.
Can I ask you
a question, Chad?
Rock and roll.
Do one of the girls you hang out with in town, do they work at Kildare's?
No.
Yeah, chicken.
I don't know.
They don't hang out with girls in this town.
Because they said they were at your house one night with us. She has short orange hair, kind of.
I don't know anybody with orange hair that's a girl.
She served She served me a Kildare's yesterday.
Who's Jen?
I don't know anybody who works at Kildare's.
It's a deformed of all anatomy.
Is she hot?
She's a waitress.
She hot?
Girls are gonna say that, dude.
She was alright.
She hot? Big tits? I'm a tits girl, but I love.
So am I.
But I'm starting to love asses now from fucking Apple.
I'm all
Apple.
About asses.
But I'm all about boobs. But also with Apple, I'm like a white girl that has tits like.
She's all sober,
like that.
So she's mad at me. So I'm not getting anything.
32D.
Oh, here you go, Chad. Marmalite.
Great, a headache.
There you go.
Thank you.
Great headache. Chad, play me a rock.
Marlboro Lights give me headaches.
Play
Marlboro
me a rock.
72s.
Okay, dude,
Chad, what do you want to hear? Havana Affair, Ramones.
I have to look that up, but you have this other song queued up.
Oh, yeah.
Play that.
Dope Stars Inc., Italy.
That one.
And then, I mean, you could say goodbye if you'd like.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Radio Band. It sounded like Akon. Uh-oh.
Get out of my face.
Pussy. All right, Akon.
What do you want to say?
I want to say, Radio Band 620 Faction.
Yeah, I love you, Akon.
All right.
Screw you.
Yo, check the CKY website for more CKY dates. We got tons and tons of them.
Go buy a Dream Seller book.
New one in New York, too.
Quit shutting up.
Rock and rolling.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.
Now.